Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes. Praise God. Amen. It's such a blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to make your future brighter than your past. The Lord has blessed us, praise God, to see a brand new year of 2024. Praise God. Amen. There's work to be done in the vineyard, laboring for the Lord. Amen. Telling the people about Jesus. Praise God. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. We have this powerful message. We began on the first of the month talking about it's time to get serious about your soul. We're going to continue on today, so I'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. It's time to get serious. Praise the Lord, because each day we live, we get closer and closer to our eternal home. Therefore, we need to seek the Lord and pray and seek the Lord for salvation. While you got a chance to pray, this is the time of mercy while we on this times, this side of life. It's time to seek the Lord and be saved. No need to let Satan distract you from the main thing, which is Jesus Christ, and put your mind on something else. And that's what the devil is doing with a lot of people, trying to distract their mind away from Jesus and put their minds on other things. But I got news to let you know. You need to get your mind on Jesus, because he is the one that can help you, that you'll be able to escape a burning hell. Praise God. Amen. These other things can't help you, but you need Jesus to help you. The Bible declares in St. John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus is the only way. And we need to understand and know that. Now's the time to pray and call on the Lord. No need to wait until it's too late to call on Jesus. And the devil will help people to wait until it be too late. And then you call on him when he cannot help you. But I want to let you know now you need to call on him while you on this side of life. This is the age of grace and mercy. And now's the time you have to seek the Lord to be saved. No need to stop or mess around and play church. No need to act like you're trying to fool somebody, trying to live double lives. But we need to be honest. Be honest with yourself. You know the way you're living. You know whether or not you got skeletons in the closet. We need to clean our house out. Get our heart right with God. Repent of your sins and pray and ask the Lord to forgive you. Lord, if you forgive me of my sins, I won't sin anymore. It's time to seek the Lord. The Lord will wash you in the blood and sanctify you wholly. Amen. So that you will be saved. Praise God. Because Jesus is coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle or a blemish or any such thing, but one that is holy. And people, we want to be ready to go back with him. In order to go back with him, we must be holy. Joining a church, shaking a preacher's hand, being baptized in water is not enough. The change must take place in your heart. Jesus come to change our insides. And he does it through the blood that he shed on Calvary's cross. Praise God. Amen. The blood of Jesus will wash you and clean you up and make you a brand new creature in Christ. Amen. It's time to get serious. It's time out for playing church. Time out for playing with the devil. We need to get serious about our soul. Praise God. Get serious about your soul. Amen. We'll have a song of worship. After the song of worship, we're going to go into the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Continue with the Word of God. Amen. In 1 Peter. And pick up at verse number 7. Praise the Lord. Let's first hear this song of worship. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
That's all. Chris Christian, praise God. Put your trust in the hands of Jesus Christ. And that's what we need to do. Put our trust in the hands of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 1 and 7. And it reads, saying, the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perish, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Every true saint of God go through tests and trials, because we got an enemy out there that trying to block our way to heaven. That is Satan. And I'm telling you, he's the prince and power of the air. Look at what the devil is doing. Look at the murder rate that's going on in our cities and towns. People have been talking about it for weeks and months to say, stop the violence. Stop the violence. But the violence continues. People are still shooting, robbing, taking innocent lives. So much trouble is out here. Because Satan is the prince and power of the air. And for the people of God that try to live for Jesus, serve the Lord, trying to make heaven their home, Satan is mad because we got away from him. Therefore, he'll try to make our life as miserable as he can. But I want to let you know, when the devil start messing, God start blessing. When the devil is giving you a hard way to go, that's a true sign letting you know the Lord is getting ready to pour out a blessing where you don't have room to receive. The Lord blesses those that take a stand for what is right. And I want to let you know, in this new year of 2024, we need to start taking a stand for what is right. The devil wants you to take down and compromise. The Lord don't want his children to compromise. But he wants you to take a stand for the word of God. Knowing that God's word is beyond what man said. Man said it's all right for two men to marry. It's all right for two women to marry. It's all right for two men to get together, two women to get together. But that's not what God said. We need to obey the word of God. I'm telling you, obey God's word. Praise the Lord. What God said about the matter. Because man's law is only for a season. It will soon fade away. But what God said is eternal. And I want to stick with something that be eternal. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. So therefore, we need to take a stand for the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The devil, he's mad because he wants people to take down and feel like you don't love them because they want to do their evil. Amen. I don't like the evil that they're living in. The sin of homosexuality and lesbianism, I don't like it because it's evil and wicked in the eyes of God. But the Lord said, love the human being. You love the person, but you hate the sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the devil don't want it to be like that. He wants you to say, because you don't accept their sin, you hate them. Well, then, if they want to, they love the devil so good, they go with the devil home. And the devil home is in the fire. And the law of man cannot rescue you from the fires of hell. I'm telling you, he can't do it. Amen. No police, no army, no navy can rescue you from the fires of hell. So, people, we need to take a stand for the word of God. It's time to get serious out here. It's time to get serious. Because Amen. You bow to sin, you're going to go home with the devil. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're going to go home with Satan. Amen. But I made up my mind. I'm going to stand for the word of God. I'm not going to take down. I'm not going to compromise. But I'm going to stand. Amen. Even though I got to suffer, let me suffer in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Because, amen, I'd rather suffer with the people of God now so I can range with the Lord up in glory. I'm telling you, praise God. But people want to compromise. They want to take down because they're scared. The Lord said, you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when I stand before my Father, which is in heaven. Don't be ashamed to stand for the word of God. Praise the Lord. It's time to get serious about your soul. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Verse number 8. With whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. We haven't seen Jesus like the disciples saw Jesus. But we believe and we yet rejoice. Praise God. Because we sure can feel him. When Jesus come alive in us, we can feel his presence in our soul. Praise God. Amen. Jesus bring forth a change. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, that means you women too, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. The Lord will transform and change your life. You don't do like you used to do. You don't live like you used to live, because the Lord done change your inside. Amen. You don't use profanity and curse no more. You don't lie no more. You don't commit no more adultery, no fornication. But the Lord done change your life and turn your life around. Amen. The homosexual, he'll make a man out of you. The lesbian, he'll make a woman out of you. I'm telling you what the Lord can do. The Lord will change your life and make your life brand new. Praise God. Amen. I'm talking about what Jesus can do. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. The Lord will put love in your heart. Amen. When you got love in your heart, you love your enemies. You love people. When you love people, you want them to live. You want them to have the necessities of life, food, water, and shelter. You don't show no respect to a person, but you will love them and treat them right in the eyes of God. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, I believe in loving people and treating folks right. I'm telling you, demon-possessed people will try to take matters in their own hands and try to punish people for their sins. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, God didn't say for us to punish people for their sins. The Bible said, vengeance is mine, I shall repay, saith the Lord. You don't go down and punish people for their sins. God does that. Amen. But the thing is that we need to preach the word of God like I preach it. Warn people of God's wrath. And then love them and show love of Christ unto them. And let them know the Lord don't want any shall perish, but all come to repentance. Amen. Praise God. That's the way the ministry of the Lord works. Amen. Not like them demon-possessed people that want to murder people and kill people because I don't like you. That's the devil. You heard me? And people, we need to draw the line and get that clear because the devil is raging out here. Praise God. But Jesus come to bring, to let you know he come to bring peace in your life and put peace on the inside. Praise God. Amen. That's what Jesus come. And when Jesus come in you, he'll give you peace. The Bible says in St. John 14:27, Jesus said, peace I leave unto you. Peace I give unto you. Not like the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be trouble, and neither let it be afraid. Jesus will give you that inner peace. You got peace with those that don't have peace with you. When Christ come on the inside, praise God. We need to get serious out here, live right, and do what the Lord called us to do. Praise God. Because the Lord want us to, amen, be right. Because the song said, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Because I'm going home on the morning train. Because the evening train may be too late. Amen. I'm going home on the morning train. It's time to get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home. Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. Praise God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to get ready for another song selection.
Yo, this is my prayer for you. Yo, I pray that if you ain't never listened to nobody before, that you listen to me right now. See, check this out. I know that right about now you caught up in a certain situation, a certain circumstance. You don't see no way out of it. You know what I'm saying? You don't think morning's going to ever come from this thing that you caught up in right now. But yo, I'm here to tell you that God loves you. And he knows what you caught up in. He just wants you to turn to him. You know what I'm saying? When you trust him and seek him with all of your heart, that's when you're going to find him. You feel me? Check it.
I can see you. Anything that could go wrong, said it came your way. Money's gotta last till the end of the week. You say it's looking kinda bad, feeling kinda sad. What can I do to make you feel at all? Yeah, yeah. He's the only one who can give you peace. Get off your shoes and let you get. Forget about your troubles. We're gonna have everything will be
alright.
He'll turn your midnight
sunshine.
Relax your mind.
Lay your burdens down. Let me see.
We're gonna have a
good time.
Everything will be
alright.
He'll turn your trust in the Lord like you know you should.
When I realized that I'm already mad blessed. Yo, before God lifted the veil, I used to try to prevail. Through cocktails, females, and products from them triple bean scales. It was Christ who paid the price by giving his life as a ransom. To offer salvation to everyone from Eddie Blessed to Charles Manson. The situation that you're facing got you going crazy. We've been making good for a night, but joy comes in the morning, baby.
Get off your shoes and let you feel. He's the only one who can give you peace.
Get off your shoes and let you feel.
Turn your midnight
sunshine.
Lay your burdens down and let me
let you know, trouble don't last always. Praise God. Amen. The Lord can take a situation and work things out. Praise God. It's time to get serious about your soul. Time to get serious about your soul. Praise God. We're going to continue the message on the next broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the message on today. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Amen. The flu bug, the coronavirus, the RSV virus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Deliver them from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, bind that spirit that want to rob and kill and take innocent lives. Lord, deliver the people. Set the people free. Those that want to rape people and sexually assault people. Lord, cast them demons and devils over them. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus. Lord, save the people, Lord, before it be too late. Lord, do these things. We'll give your name the praise. All and glory shall be yours. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed. With the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website. And, amen, your whole family can click on and be blessed. If children go to the activity page and get can play Bible, links to Bible games, puzzles, they can learn about the Word of God. Bible stories, cartoons, where they can learn about the Word of God. Amen. And messages on there, inspirational music, so much on the Heaven Bound Train website. Click on it as many times as you want to. Praise God. Spanish-speaking inmates, right off of Spanish material. Go, Jesus, love the Spanish-speaking people. To this broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, leaving you with my closing thought that if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you to next week at the same time for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you. I'm a Jesus man. And a Bible man, too. Praise God. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
This train is a clean train. This train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.